Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, TV chef, author, podcaster, everything else in between, Donal Skehan is with me in studio today. Donal, good afternoon. How are you doing?
How are you?
Not bad. I was just saying to you off air, you look very refreshed and relaxed, and you'd never think to look at you. You are currently in the middle of what, your fifth house move in 5 years?
It's something like that. I think we had to move again. So it was sixth house move recently.
But
we've done a lot of moving in the last 5 years. So we know a lot about trying to make a place feel like a home.
Yeah, it's no easy task, anything to do with house renovations, as I well know myself, in the thick of it at the moment. This obviously makes sense as to why you are the ambassador for this year's PTSB Ideal Home Show. Do you just love packing boxes?
Actually, I'm an expert at packing up now. Oh, because we've done so many different versions of it over the years that I have it down to a fine art. Like one time we got the movers to do everything. That was a disaster. You need to have control on it, and you need to know what's going into the boxes and what's coming out of the boxes and where they're going. I am so on top of that now.
You are a logistical goddess.
Yeah, I am a domestic goddess now. Yes.
So what? How you're just doing a big renovation on the house? Is that
so?
The...
We finally bought a house there about 3 or 4 years ago, and we've been in the process of getting planning permission and the whole lot. Yeah. So we actually moved out because the house is going to require quite a lot of work on it. But sure, you know how these things go. Everything gets delayed and everything gets pushed out. So yeah, we haven't even broken ground yet, but we're renting a nice place in the meantime. And so we're settled for the minute.
So you're really in the thick of, you know, what so many of our listeners are going through day in, day out, in terms of like even trying to get the rental place in the first instance, and then been fortunate enough to be able to buy the home, and then going through the planning and all that goes with that, and funding, and like it's a lot, and
I know a lot of people who haven't even got to that stage, and it's very tricky. Like, it's an awful time to buy a house. It's a really tricky time to rent, and you know, I think even the laws that are brought in, having been at the behest of renters, being a renter and being pushed out of a rental, you know, it's a tricky time. But I do think, you know, it adds a level of uncertainty to life when you have that kind of in the back of your head. But look, you know, you just have to keep pushing through.
Yeah, it's not easy. And as you mentioned yourself, even off air, like with two kids as well, moving is a lot more, it's a lot more of a chore.
It is. And like, you know, like some people I know who have spoken to have moved houses, and you know, whatever the case may be, but sit with the boxes. The boxes are still sitting there, haven't moved them since you rented.
They've been there for quite some time. So the plans are just renovate when you get the funds together and
this
get
is
the
it.
Planning.
Yeah,
and all
we got our
it.
Planning permission last year, and we're progressing things. But you know yourself, nothing's a through street. It all comes with its own kind of additional things. But yeah, we're for the moment we're nicely settled.
Good. Yeah. I mentioned you are the ambassador for the PTSB Ideal Home Show. What can people expect from that this year?
Well, it's all about the Dunstores main stage. We're on the kitchen stage, so we're very excited about that. I think it's the third or fourth year we've been doing it. And myself, Nevin Maguire, who's also an ambassador for Simply Better at Dunstores, and then Dermot Gavin will be up giving garden tips. So, you know, the fabulous thing about our section of the Ideal Home Show is that we get to go on stage and cook for a really great audience who are all there to pick up tips. Yeah. Recipe ideas, and not only that,
and the goodie bag.
I know. Well, this is it. Like, it's a and not only that, but like, I think over the years we've had burgers, we've had fabulous. Simply Better have their fantastic food producers showcasing all that Dunstores does. So not only do you get the opportunity to come and see us cooking recipes, but you also get to taste and try as you go along. Yeah. And I think everyone who does go to the show gets so much from it. You know, I think if you're in any way, if you're renovating, or if you've been sitting in your house for the last 30 years and you need a little bit of inspiration to kind of spruce up a section, I think the great thing about the show is that it caters to all needs, and in the even to the point of renters, you know, like everyone's stuck in that rental space where you think you can't do something nice to make it feel more like home, but there's lots of ideas and there's lots of things you can do.
I've spent, you know, 3 weekends at the Ideal Home Show over the last couple of years.
Did
and it, yeah, it's kind of like real life Instagram for home porn. You know, it's, yeah. it's just you're walking through what I'm usually glued at on my Instagram, but you yeah. actually get to see it and you spend the whole day there.
That's the thing. And I think if you have any ideas, being able to speak to an expert or being able to speak to someone who's in the know, you know, there's so many different stands there. And so there's a lot to take in. I'd say you almost need the 2 days at it because you kind of have to take it all in.
Yeah. And then there's all the dream stuff. Then you see them, you know, they're there with hot tubs and saunas, you know, you're thinking, when I win the lotto, like this is the section I beyond not looking at curtains and TV stands and all the I think I bought a mop actually the last time.
Yeah, my dad came to see me cook and came away with a leaflet for one of these, you know, these pools that pushes the jets. I was like, where are you going to put that?
Like, in the dream house.
In the dream house, yeah.
Where did the love of cooking come from?
It definitely came through my mum, my aunts and my grandmother. My granny was an amazing cook. She was actually a sculptor and had a gallery called Baron Hill Gallery in Howth years and years in the 1970s and ran it for about 6 years. But while she would entertain these people who would come along to the gallery, whether it was exhibition openings or whatever it might be, she entertained primarily and she would have been the cook. So she was churning out dishes that you couldn't even imagine back in the 1970s. Really? I think my aunt was telling me she used to make her own Danish pastries and all these sorts. So I would have seen her as an armchair cook, you know, because she could read anything or watch anything and bring it back into the kitchen. I remember before she kind of passed away, I remember dropping up to her and she was telling me what she'd made for dinner. And she was like, oh, I had nothing in the house. So I just whipped up a souffle. And I was like, oh, of course you whipped up a souffle. But yeah, she was kind of, yeah, she was otherworldly, my granny, and she was amazing. And I actually, I'm working on a little project about her recipes because she left us with these incredible handwritten recipe
books. And you're willing to share them?
Well, I think we're looking at how we would do it, but I actually pulled together a bit about the gallery, baronhillgallery.com. I put up a little website because you can do that now in the world of AI.
Amazing.
And it's amazing just to see that sort of world back in the 1970s and how Irish food in general has changed so dramatically.
Isn't it unbelievable? You know, when you think like the offering that we have, the types of, you know, the type of restaurants, the cuisine, the quality of the food, like it's just superb.
But I remember I started a food blog in 2006 or 2007, and even then it hadn't advanced as it has now. Now, not only are we aware of the producers and the amazing Irish producers, they really need a shout out as much as possible and to buy those Irish producers' products as much as possible. But I would say, you know, it has moved on in leaps and bounds. And, you know, even the recipes I write, I remember early days writing recipes and for ingredients that you might not have been able to get handle on, but like tamarind or things like that. Now you can just about get anything, and whether it's, you know, from your local shop or a producer that does fabulous organic leaves or whatever it is, we have so much more on offer than we did even 20 years ago.
So much more easily accessible as well. Are you a Sunday roast kind of guy?
I am a Sunday. My wife calls me a performative cook.
What does that mean?
That means
showman.
Showman. Yeah. So like I do the big roast. So we actually just, I came back.
I love a Sunday roast.
Oh, we just did it Easter Sunday. We had the roast lamb. I'm currently, I'm awash with roast lamb at the moment.
You've eaten it for a week.
Coming up with what to do with the leftovers. I had flatbreads with garlic yogurt and a little bit of salad leaves and then the sliced lamb.
Nice
that
lunch.
Was my leftovers. But yeah, we love a good roast family. And I think, you know, in this day and age when we're less likely to sit down and eat as a family, you know, having those kind of moments. My mum was always really great at that. You know, whatever, my mum and dad both ran the family business, and what happened was life was busy. And the one thing that was always kind of true in our house was that you would sit down at 5:30 and we'd all sit down together. Well, spaghetti bolognese a lot of the time, though.
Nothing wrong with that. That's obviously where you get the you've inherited the entertainer from then.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yourself and Arthur in the podcast, it's going well.
Oh, it's going great. We have a little tour date in the Galway Town Hall on the 25th of June, and you can listen into it every Thursday. But, you know, I think with a lot of podcasts, they come and go, but the fact that we're actually good pals means that we kind of keep each other accountable and we keep coming back,
which is great.
But he's great. I mean, it all started because we did High Road Low Road on RTE. We went to Madeira.
That is a brilliant show.
It's a great show.
I love that
show. It's a great show. And do you know what? I think RTE needs a few more travel shows, but I think that was where we realized we actually have great crack when we're together. So
even though we're friends.
But yeah, so the podcast goes out every Thursday on all platforms, and it's a lovely one to do because he's great crack. I mean, I've met him,
Arthur, a few times just through work.
He's exhausting.
Things,
he's non-stop energy. He's like a Duracell bunny. Yeah. He never stops, and like he's always coming up with what's next, what's he wants to do. I mean, if you've seen him on Dancing with the Stars, as you know, that he's just
full of buzz. It's great to see. No, same as yourself, though, it should be said as well. So if people want to go and visit yourself, Nevin Maguire, at the PTSB Ideal Home Show, for whether it's cooking tips or they're looking for some of your renovation advice, they can catch you. It's the 24th of April, isn't it?
It's kicking off at the end of this month. And it's a really, if you haven't been before, definitely go along. You'll pick up lots.
It's well worth it if you're in the thick of this.
And particularly from the lovely free tasters of food from Dunn Stores. You have to check that out. But I love it particularly because I go before it opens to try and get around to all the stands to get the leaflets and have a look at what's going on.
You're a coupon collector.
Yeah,
you're
love
one of
it.
These.
Love it.
It's RDS. Yeah, we mentioned
it's
that.
In the RDS.
RDS.
Yes, Simmons Court.
24th to the 25th of April. For the moment, TV chef, cookbook writer, podcaster, everything else, Donal Skehan. Donal, thanks a million for popping into us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.